time to connect the dots. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. And we talk about everything here. The big important, that is. What about your heart, your love vibrations? Are you projecting love every day into this world? Well, if you're not, you ought to be. Because love makes the world go round. And I hear love is going to save the human race. And we need every heartbeat pulsating those love vibrations. That's the recommendation. That's the request. That's the magic formula, L-O-V-E. Love can override everything. The nastiest of the nastiest creatures in this universe, love can overpower them. That's why it's important for everyone to do their part in life to project love. It costs nothing to give somebody a smile. And it costs nothing for you to smile back to that person who's given you a smile. Let me tell you, people have changed the world with love. Which reminds me, I just happen to have a new video out there on YouTube. It's called Thank You. It's a song, first of all. You can look at it on a personal level, but the video I put behind it shows the love affair that was going on between the Beatles and their fans back in the last century. And that's why the Beatles earned the reputation of the greatest band in the history of the world, and there will never be another band that brought forth as much love as they did. And that's what the video shows you. The smiles, the joy on people, both on the Beatles and both on their fans. Such hysteria has never been, had never been created to that degree when the Beatles were at the height of their career. And it probably might never be repeated again. So it's worth looking at the video just to see the images that are on file of what was transpiring, the love affair between the fans and the Beatles, and vice versa. Anyhow, it's all about love. And a picture says a thousand words. The name of the video is called Thank You. In parentheses, Beatles and fans. Watch it. And then watch, hey, click on the icon of me below the lower left and watch my other 8 videos. Well, so much for that. I've done my share of bringing love into the world. Have you done your share? And what about all the unfairness that goes on in this world? You know, we only have one kind of who do we have to blame for that? Governments, of course. Governments, by the very nature of the word, government, that means they're governing you. It all started back hundreds of thousands of years ago with the the start of the false gods who ruled our world. These were actually creatures from another world who came here and set themselves up as gods. That's right. They are the original white devil slave masters, the ones who really started organized slavery. No, it wasn't the Europeans. It was the false gods of the past. You know, we ought to get that story straight. It's time for the people of the African continent to stop blaming the people of the European continent for slavery. In fact, it's a known thing that every nation on earth has engaged in slavery to some extent. But it was originally started by the false gods of antiquity. The false gods of the Sumerians. False gods of all the other religions that started in an attempt to connect with the real God ended up worshiping the false gods. In fact, we have religions today that are still worshiping the false gods. I don't want to have to mention names, but do your own investigation and you'll figure it out. And so much for that. And out of the false god institutions that were started came government. Government, yeah. Governments are the bad guys in this day and age. They don't listen to the people. No siree. And the people that become the leaders, they're usually just grandstanders, you know, like to get in front of the camera and order people around and have big parades in their honor. Even in America here, jeez, when was the last time there was a great president of the United States? You have to go back pretty far, I'll tell you that. Everybody, some people will say this one, some others will say that one. But we've had a lot of rotten presidents in the last 50 years, let's just say that. A lot of rotten presidents. And who do we blame in America for the problems? Democrats and Republicans. Ever since World War II, they've been destroying American society faster than you can say destroy America. They have been doing it. They're the guilty ones. They've made all the stupid laws in America. They're the ones who made the laws that have taken away your rights. Just have to say that for the record. Meanwhile, that thing, the event, is supposedly still happening. I've invited people before. I mean, I've asked them to call into the show. This is a call-in radio show. I've asked the ETs, their representatives. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook, probably. I only go on Twitter myself. Oh, my God, I coughed. Oh, my God, I could have the C virus. No, I don't think so, but boy, they're sure playing that one up on the news. And the chatter on the internet is, it's another one of these man-made diseases by, who can we get credit for? New World Order. More specifically, people like Bill Gates. Bill the Gatekeeper Gates. Yeah, he's into vaccines and viruses. I mean, what a marketing plan that is. I mean, first you create the virus, and then you sell them the antidote, supposedly the vaccine. And in most cases, both are there to poison you and kill you. And it's all for profit, too, and it's all for world control. And now they've got everyone hyped up on this C virus, Corona. Yeah, I kind of wonder where the name came from, Corona. I mean, Corona kind of like, you know, refers to, hey, it's a neighborhood in Queens, sure, in New York City. And has something to do with eyes, Corona. Has something to do with, like, the thing around the sun, the Corona. And there's all other kinds. But, hey, if you got a different interpretation for Corona, hey, call in. Number is 888-627-6008. But, man, they are milking this on the mainstream media. You know, for weeks and weeks it was the Democratic conventions. Now, of course, they're down to Bernie and Biden, a couple of B's. The BBs, Bernie and Biden. Well, and all the others were just tossed under the bus. I think there's another woman still running from Hawaii, Tulsi. Hey, if you're from her campaign, call in. There's an opportunity for Tulsi to talk to the the world about why she is running for president. Anyhow, as most people would say, who cares? I mean, oh my God, twice in a minute. Yeah, I better go get the test kit. Yeah, sure. I think I know I know myself pretty well. But it's no big deal. I mean, the story's already somebody calls and, they got to run to the hospital and run to get the test and blah, blah, blah. If you're not feeling good, well, you kind of know you have something then. But just a simple cough, now that's a scare tactic. But that's what's on the news. It's unbelievable. It's like nothing else is happening in the world they're so concerned about. Sure, it's something to be concerned about. And the way that it's popping up all over the place kind of says, like, yeah, there's somebody, Johnny Appleseed's out there throwing the virus out in different neighborhoods, trying to freak everybody out. Sure, this is being done on purpose. You know, why does Bill Gates have the, I think it's him, or somebody out there, it's a patented virus, coronavirus, it's a patented virus, somebody holds the patent to it. And so this was an intentionally made, if you have the patent to it, I guess it must have been intentionally made. And now it's being used to kill people and scare the world, silly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're talking about, you know, we're going to get the vaccine, and you best believe they're going to try to force people to take this vaccine, and it's going to be tainted. You can't trust the government. First of all, why would you trust some stranger at the hospital or wherever you might go for a vaccine, and why would you trust him injecting something into your body? They have no way of proving to you that it's a safe, and you have no way of figuring out if it's safe or not. The safest thing is to not take it, really. I mean, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The only success they've ever had with viruses, stopping viruses with vaccines, is the placebo effect. They simply tell you the vaccine's going to work. You believe it, and the placebo effect makes it happen. There's nothing in the vaccine that could ever possibly help you, but more likely poison you and make you even sicker. But simply because they told you it would work, and if you believe it, it'll work. So it's only the placebo effect that really works, and they should be using that right now to cure people of coronavirus. That's it. Try the placebo effect. What do you got to lose? No, but instead, you know, they got mainstream media has played up the scare tactics, and they're getting people to panic and do all kinds of silly things. And mainstream media ought to be concerned about the crazy politicians. Oh my God, that if you're in America, you couldn't help but hear that guy Schumer from New York. Hey, you know, I'm from New York City. That's my senator. Oh my God. He's out there grandstanding. That's what it was all about. He just wanted to get in front of the cameras and make like he's the important one now. You know, he's been suffering not getting the headlines because of Nancy Pelosi and then the of the Democratic Party, and he's been suffering because all the presidential candidates, wannabes of the Democratic Party, are getting all the headlines. So he had to get out there and grandstand in front of the Capitol building or somewhere down there in Washington, in front of the Supreme Court. And he just stuck his foot in his mouth and basically said a lot of stupid things. Of course, I've analyzed this whole situation down in Washington. You know, the whole town is under mind control. It's done through the obelisk. I mean, this is so simple to understand. Obelisks. You know, the Washington Monument, it's an obelisk, you know. Egypt was famous for having these things. That's how the pharaohs helped control the populace, you know. You project ideas, you project frequencies through the pyramid on top of the obelisk. And if you know your multidimensional physics, you ever heard of that word, multidimensional? If you know your multidimensional physics, all pyramids automatically create an inverse pyramid attached to the base, which forms an octahedron, which is a perfect broadcasting receiving device. This is the physics of the universe. And this isn't being taught to our children, no siree, because they want to keep the human race in the dark. But the information is out there now, and I talk about it now and then. And just so happens, what do you think the Washington Monument is the largest obelisk in the world? That makes it a very powerful obelisk. In fact, the whole town is out of sync with the cardinal directions. That's the mark of the false gods. You can read about all this and have it explained to you in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's out there everywhere. iTunes, Google it. You can, I believe, look at the first 40 pages for free. You know, just Google it. Connect the Dots Theory. Or the publishing company, Fulton Books. You can find out through there. Or you can just go to PBS Radio and the links are there on BBS Radio for my show, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. And I'm on Station 1. That's right, you're listening to Station 1 right now. And this is BBS Radio, the most informative radio station on the planet, where the host, I am the host, Tom Ensign of Connect the Dots here, we talk about the truth. And this is an educational show, but it's also many other things, too. What can you do to open your mind? Well, you can listen to the show, for one. You can buy my book or download it, Connect the Dots Theory. I think it can be downloaded for like $5 on a notebook at 7 or something like that. I recommend people go to the Barnes & Noble, get the physical copy, because you can study the pictures better. I've got pictures in this book no one else in the whole world has. I defy anybody to disprove that statement. I have pictures of things that go bump in the night. Now, they don't go bump, but they leave light trails all over the place. It's happening right here in our world. The silly scientists are looking, yes, that's what they are, silly scientists. They're looking for life out there in the cosmos, billions of miles away. Meanwhile, we have all these interesting life forms on planet Earth here that are just outside the range of human vision, just like the angels, you know, and the demonic beings. Just outside of normal human vision. But cameras pick them up, and I have pictures of these things and the light trails they leave. Plus, I have pictures of what the sky is hiding, what's hidden in the sky. You'd be surprised what's hidden in the sky, especially at nighttime. You can catch it with a camera, some of it. And where there's events going on in the wilderness, the sky opens up and the stars kind of come out, or what can we say, holographic projections of the stars open up and create a rift in the sky. And you can see this, and you can see drawings of it, and you can see pictures of it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, the most unusual spacecraft that anyone ever captured is in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Nothing else like it. And I have a variety of crafts caught on camera photos. I have over 75 photos in the book, Connected Dot Theory. Yep, the book is photos. You know, I made the book the way I like to read a book. I'm, you know, I turn the pages and I look at the pictures. That's the fun way to read a book, and then I read the captions under the pictures, and then basically if it's interesting, I go and read the pages. And that's how I made my book. So it's not to be taken as an ordeal or something like that. It's to be bought, downloaded, and viewed first, then read it. But what's written in maybe the 100 pages of text, that's all I needed. I have so many, introducing so many interesting things to the world. You know, I lost count of it. 100 pages, maybe talking about 200 different things. I mean, I'm concise. I don't waste words. I get to the point. You know, and I talk about the mark of the false gods. Washington, D.C. has all the marks of the false gods and has the largest obelisk in the world. This is what mind controls the people in government. U.S. government would be smarter government if they moved their whole system out of Washington, because the whole thing has been a setup from the laying out of the square. Originally, it was laid out as a square. Look at a map of it and see that. Notice how the streets are all going northwest or southeast. It's set exactly 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions. This is a mark of the false gods. The false gods are the new world, or are the puppets, are the rulers. The false gods are still here on Earth. The ones that set themselves up as false gods, and their proxies are the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Masons. You know, not all Masons are bad, but the ones at the top, they're all in on the scam to control mankind, the scam to depopulate humanity, the scam to enslave humanity forever. The scam to keep our vibrations down, because they know if we increase our vibrations, we will leave them behind, and that's what we want to do. You know, if you're a member of the human race, you want to increase your vibrations and leave the evil creatures behind. You know, they've done us wrong for too long. It's time to say, arrivederci or whatever, goodbye, good riddance. And we have it in our power. The power of love, it radiates out of our body, especially when we intentionally project it. And that's what people need to start working on, because there's not enough love being projected. Unfortunately, we have so many enemies out there that are making it difficult for us to project the love that's naturally in our hearts. We have governments pulling us this way, pushing us this way, denying us this, denying us that. We have all kinds of special factions that just want to control us, you know. We have the world control groups that are stifling the creativity of society. The ones that want to just turn us into worker slaves, they'd love to turn us into robots. And we have the artificial intelligence out there vying for control of us, that's right. Machines would love to take over your mind. I think we've all seen the movie The Matrix. Well, don't think it's just a movie. It's telling us, the movie is telling us something about the situation we're in. It's almost like we're asleep in a dream, because people are, the human race is pretty well brainwashed from birth to death at this point in time in what we call the civilized world. And in the uncivilized world, well, they're kept at their savage state. And everyone is being wrongly influenced. you know, everybody is telepathic. People don't realize that. Of course, you haven't been told that because they don't want to spoil the fun. Those who manipulate us with telepathic communication, that's right. Your subconscious picks up all the telecommunications, telepathy. So those who know how to intentionally project telepathy, and actually it's quite easy. You just think something and send your thought out there. Send your thought across to the person across the room and they'll pick it up, believe it or not. At least on a subconscious level, and they may not realize they're being contacted telepathically, but they are. A classic example comes out in pop music. A couple of songs I can sing. I know my rock and roll history here. If we go way back, Led Zeppelin, the song, it's, there's world famous song, Stairway to Heaven, Sometimes All of Our Thoughts Are Misgiven. Well, there's a bit of truth out there. And we go forward in time to Madonna when she sings Crazy for You. She sings the line, "Can't you feel the weight of my stare?" Well, it's talking about telepathic communication, you know? And I think we've all seen situations like that where we can see somebody staring, and that's what she's singing about. Can't you feel the weight of my stare, because there's some powerful intention behind it? And now a stare can be good, a stare can be bad. A stare can be climbed. How do we connect that all to Stairway to Heaven? Well, I don't know. The words connected themselves. And then there's science fiction movies, all of them telling us about the secrets of life that's going on behind the scenes. Interesting that most of the science fiction movies, when it comes to us destroying the invading aliens, we do it with frequency weapons. Meanwhile, the frequency weapons are being used against us, the general population. Those sneaky devils that are doing this, oh yes, they're doing, you know, right now 5G has started running, and people don't realize the danger they're being put into. I've checked out places, the vibrations have almost doubled. I'm just using a simple microwave meter, but which is not good to hear it's doubled. And then there's places that, even with the 4G, my meter was off the scale, like the, if you're in Manhattan, the main avenues in Midtown Manhattan, forget it. You're being cooked 24/7 there. Meter's off the scale. And all you need is a microwave meter to see where the danger zones are. And the proof that the meters weren't, you get it far enough away from the broadcasting antennas, the meter goes down to practically zero. I've taken for gone for rides out in the country where in some neighborhoods almost down to zero. And it's the radiations coming from the from the towers, the broadcasting towers. Dangerous microwaves. If you want to find out how dangerous microwaves are, there's great videos out there on YouTube. A gentleman called Kevin Mattis, he's a doctor. Deals with brain cancers, and he represents several hundred other doctors from California. And they've been trying to lobby the Congress for years now. And there's other famous people from California that have been trying to get government to do something about the 5G or the chemtrails, all these bad things, and of course government will not listen because they're all mind control, especially if they're sitting in Washington. You know, they just broadcast those numbing frequencies to where they're not even concerned. You can tell them, well, hey, the devil's outside and he's going to toss a pitchfork up your butt. But they won't worry about that because they're being mind controlled through the obelisk, the Washington Monument. Oh, don't worry about what the problems are. There's somebody visiting you today with a bag full of money. What could be more important than that? And that's the thinking that goes on down in Washington. We all know that. But, you know, I'm talking about how it's done. It's done through mind control. You know, and they can, do you realize how many times they publicly demonstrated it? They're so in your face with these technologies, but you're not picking them up. In the 2012 election, I think the guy from Texas who was trying to be a contestant for president, he's on stage and they make him, they must have pulsated some brain-deadening frequencies to him, and all of a sudden he couldn't remember what he was going to say. He actually went to the audience and says, come on, help me out. And a couple weeks later, somebody else, like, is in an interview, and he just goes blank. This isn't happening by chance. The technologies that are known can do this to people. Look at the big all happy Joe Biden there. They've done it with him a couple of times. He's up there and he's just like, you know, says something stupid. They probably whisper it in the ear. Says something stupid, Joe, like planes need to change their tires every 100,000 miles or, you know, I can't get the plane out of second gear. what? Anyhow, that's what the technology can do today. It can make your mind go blank, especially if they want to target you personally, and they can do all kinds of things, kind of like a hypnotist making a person cackle like a chicken, you know? Buck, 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 buck. And they can do this with mind control. Plus, they can put subversive ideas in your head. All these people that go out and commit these assassinations, they're all being mind controlled to do it. You know? Things are whispered in their head to get them riled up, to get them to be serious about doing something stupid or doing something deadly or doing something harmful. And if you're not a strong-willed person, they're going to, these mind controllers with the advanced technology, they're going to telepathically send you a message to go do something bad, and you're going to stupidly do it because you don't realize your mind is being manipulated. And this is the world today. Hey, I said it before, and I'll say it again. You got to go out there and get yourself a microwave meter and start seeing for yourself what's going on. If you have children, take them out of public school. They're getting microwaved to death in the classroom. If you don't understand how that's happening, well, you need to do some investigation. I already gave you the name of the video, best one. It's 1 hour, 6 minutes long on YouTube. Kevin Mottis, M-O-T-T-U-S, Dr. Kevin Mottis. And get yourself an education on the dangers of microwaves. You know, microwaves go through walls. And if you're between the, with the 5G, if you're between the antenna array and the person sucking in the microwaves for their Wi-Fi or whatever, if you're in the path of travel, it'll go right through your body. You know, and it'll be just keep going through your body, and the frequency is tied in with the water molecules, so that's going to set up havoc in your body. And all kinds of bad things can happen to you. You need to start protecting yourself. And the best way to protect yourself is to get away from the big antennas, to get away, disconnect all these devices in your house that draw on microwave energies. because these microwave energies are unhealthy. Even cell phone energy is unhealthy. And the closer it is to your head, the more dangerous it is. We're talking like between a couple inches away from your ear or to right up against your ears. We're talking about 100,000 times more powerful. You know, 100,000 times more powerful in a negative way. So you need to be concerned about this. Women, if you're pregnant, don't be laying your cell phone on your belly and your poor baby is getting microwaved and harmed. You know, the DNA can be scrambled, can be mutated. All kinds of bad things can happen. Same with your children in school. Too much microwaves in the classroom can be destroying their DNA, so they will never grow up to have children. I mean, this is what's at risk here, and government's asleep at the wheel. All they're concerned about is what the mind controllers are telling them to be concerned about, where the next bag of money is waiting for them. And they are hearing this in their subconscious, and so when you talk to them about, hey, the chemtrails are flying over my house and the poison is landing on my lawn and it's killing my trees, they don't hear a word of that, because in their minds, all they can hear is the subconscious transmissions from the New World Order or any other subversive group that wants to control mankind. You know, there's a lot of the ET races out there, and let's not waste our time talking about whether they exist or not. Of course they exist. There's so much proof of that. It's only the lying politicians, the lying government, the lying public education systems try to tell you they're not. They don't exist. They exist. They're here on the planet already. Many different races. You know, there's a famous, again, I get mentioned it in my book. It's probably one of the most important books for, if you're in the human race and alive today, you should read this book, Connect the Dots Theory, so you can find out what's going on behind the scenes. I give mention to the fact that there was an interview by a famous author, somebody who had actually been taken off this world and experienced what it is to see everything from the other dimensions. He came back and wrote a book, and he was being interviewed, a physics professor, I think it was, 25 years ago or something like that. And he said it was something like 100 and some negative ET races already on planet Earth. Back then in the 90s, God only knows how many negative ET races are here now, but they're still here. And that event that the Galactic Federation representatives on the Internet talk about, you know, it's not happening fast enough, so we're still stuck here, and they're sticking knives in us, they're cooking us with microwaves, they're dropping poison on us with the chemtrails, and they're trying to stick needles with poison vaccines in us, and all this is going on, and government is not helping us, because they're all being mind-controlled. Gain an understanding that this stuff is real. That's why I tell people to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You can find it anywhere. Look at the picture. Like, go to BBS Radio. Go to my show, BBS Radio Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m. And you'll see the picture of the cover there. The cover alone should interest you in getting this. It's the most informative book out there. Plain, simple language introduces you to the multi-dimensional universe. It introduces you into new definitions of truth that make more sense than the limited scientific definition. It changes some of the definitions of words. It adds new words to your language. You know, nobody else talks about the flying crescent. Nobody else talks about the plans designed to fail. These are terms I coined myself and put it into my book to help explain. It's an educational book to wake people up so you understand the system you're in. You know, I had understand you've been lied to since birth. Everything you've ever heard about drugs, these so-called drugs, it's a lie. Sure, everybody knows that crack is no good for you. All right? You don't need a scientist to tell you that, you know? But, and too much heroin can kill you and all stuff like that, but so, even that they lie about, you know? There's people that do heroin daily and they live normal lives and they go to work and they function. And so it's a bunch of crap that, you know, sure, there's always be weak-minded people that will indulge in something and won't know how to handle it intelligently. And, of course, all the hallucinogenics, lies, lies, lies. You know, everything the government ever told you about LSD, mushrooms, or marijuana is a freaking lie. You know? And all the governments are in on this scam. It's amazing. You know? And the truth isn't being told. You know? The biggest lie is probably about the LSD. You know, people have taken LSD and been cured of some so-called incurable problems, you know. Psychologists have been trying to promote this for years, that it has benefits, you know. People become more spiritually connected. Of course, if you give it to a moron, he'll have a bad trip, probably. It's not for everyone, but if you're a sensible person, you know, you can have a spiritually enlightened happening there. It expands your senses. That's why government doesn't want you to have it, because it expands your senses. It doesn't dull them. That's why they allow you to drink, because drinking eventually will dull your senses, too much of it, and they want you to indulge and engage in too much, you know. And that's why all this fake stuff, of course, the war on drugs was fake already. It was admitted by an elderman interviewed 20 years after the fact that President Nixon, started the fake war on drugs so the police would have reasons to arrest people he didn't like. He didn't like the Vietnam War protesters, and he didn't like the black community. And he created this make-believe war on drugs to get back at the people he didn't like. There's no truth to any of that stuff. From the beginning, in fact, we can go back to Reefer Madness, another fake propaganda movie designed to steer people in the wrong direction and fill your mind with misinformation. Yeah. So it's an important thing to understand. When the government talks about drugs and addiction, they're lying to you. They're telling you a little bit of truth. And I've got a song out there. It's called The Common Man. It's in my movie, Subway Fantasy, spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. It's out on YouTube, too. You can watch it for free. But I do a live version of that in The Common Man. I talk about it, you know. Got some great lines in that song. One of the greatest philosophical social commentary songs ever written. They feed them lies through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. And that's how they do it. They con you into doing that, believing. They feed you a little bit of truth, and then on top of that, they feed you the lies, you know. In between the truth, it's not in between the lines. In between the truth is the lies. And this is how it's done. And eventually they keep repeating the message over and over, the lies over and over, to the point where you're believing the lies as if they were truth. This is how far the manipulation goes. Listen, people, don't be sheeple. If you're a couch potato, you better get off the couch and wake up. You know, people, you have to unite as a species. That's right, we're a species. We're called humanity. And we have to collectively bring our love together to defeat the evil. Love is the answer, and love requires that you raise your vibration. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Seat belts were designed to lower your vibration. They're evil. And what have we heard? Nothing but propaganda from the government and propaganda from all the other people that make money off seat belts. You know? There was that movie out where her, about taking over the White House, the movie where they said somebody has fallen or something, where the president's wife
ring
in the back seat of the car that
ring
crashed
a-ling-a-ling
a bridge, and she can't get out. She dies because she's stuck in the car, and the car tumbles over to the ground when she's stuck in there with her seatbelt. Is there a caller?
There is.
Oh, hey, a caller.
There is, and the caller would like to know, for the audience out there, because from what the caller understands, you're running for president, 2020.
Yeah, you know, I didn't mention that this evening, but that's true, you know. Just for the record, yeah, I am 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. I'm doing it the hard way as a writing candidate. Of course, that's the only choice I have as a poor person, you know, without any money, without any support team, doing it all by myself. I have to do it as a writing candidate, but it's one of the last rights we have in America that you can, if you're a citizen, you can run for president of the United States. And you don't have to do any paperwork when you're running as a writing candidate for the particular job of president. And the basis why I'm doing this, because I know the solutions to all the problems. Actually, solutions have been around for decades. But I'm the one who gained the knowledge of, like, wait a second, this is so easy to solve, you know. And that's my validity for running for president. Unfortunately, I don't have the support team, but now that it's been brought up, what I'd like to mention is, hey, I'm looking for every Democrat and every Republican to vote for me, because I'm the guy who has the solutions. None of these other clowns on the TV have any solutions. All they do is get on and talk about blah, 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 blah. And none of them is talking the truth about anything. They talk about the fake health care as if it was real health care. They don't even know what health care is. So, caller, what's on your mind?
So, the platform you're running on is anti-establishment. Would you drain the swamp?
Anti-disestablishment and terrorism, that's what it is. No, the platform I'm running in is truth and knowledge and the knowingness. I've got the gift of knowingness of what to do and how to take command of the situation and simply order the people, which is everybody who in America who's obligated to serve the president, order the appropriate people to do the appropriate things to solve the problems.
Well, my question is, would I get anything for free if I voted for you?
Yeah, you can get your rights back for free, because that's going to be the homework assignment for the Congress. You know, I'm looking, that's why I'm asking every Democrat and every Republican to vote for me, because I'm the guy who can unite the parties. You know, they have to be told, they're like children, to go out there and do, first thing they need to do is get rid of all the stupid laws that are oppressing everybody. When you have more, so what, for free, you'll have free dumb, you know, not the freedom to be dumb, but you'll have freedom to live that's been taken away from you.
Would education be free?
Of course all education should be free. The scam of charging people for education is a scam.
How about health care? Would all health care be free?
First of all, we have to talk about real health care. Real health care is really involves your participation as the individual. You're responsible for your body, and then we have to kind of wean everybody off the pharmaceuticals. Here's where the drug addiction is, the pharmaceutical products. That's the real drug addiction. I mean, first of all, pharmaceutical products have got nothing to do with health care. They're just like Band-Aids, cover-ups. you know.
Do you believe in free trade?
Basically, the whole thing is a scam. They're talking about having a health care plan that only allows you to use basically pharmaceutical products and propaganda doctors and stuff like that. That's not health care. That's why it costs so much, because it's fake. It's all about getting you to become part of the plan that makes the rich richer and the poor poorer. And it doesn't really do anything for your health, you know? So free health care is pretty much, it's easy to do, you know? Like, it's been recently discovered, like, marijuana is practically the cure for everything. You can grow it for virtually no cost whatsoever. Get the government out of this, you know? They don't have to be taxing. They legalize marijuana, and then they want to tax the hell out of you and make it too expensive. But most of your health products can come from that, and there's other herbs. See, marijuana is herb, and there's other plants, and all of these cures.
You believe in taxes?
And then there's the placebo cures, and then there's the little black boxes, and the Oregon energy, and all of these things are known already, but they're being kept from the public. So that's what real free health care is. It's got nothing to do with pharmaceutical companies or insurance agents or hospitals or any of that crap, you know? So it can be obtained when we start talking about real health care. Sure, it can be obtained for virtually nothing.
Do you believe in taxes?
Well, I believe that the Constitution had it right in the beginning. Of course, it's been perverted, our Constitution. It said taxes were to be voluntary. And we have something like that already. Look at all the organizations we have collecting money for special causes. Well, that kind of support, no problem with that at all. But all these taxes, just for the sake of taxes, it's a scam. And all the tax
money have a military?
Gets wasted on weapons. It gets wasted on control. It gets wasted on New World Order brainwashing people into doing stupid things. It gets wasted on all the secret projects, like the secret space program.
Would we have a military under your
Because of the present conflicts going on in the world, sure, we have to have a military to protect us, but it'll be a prepared military to thwart anything, any stupid thing somebody tries to pull, and there will be people trying to pull things just like they always are.
What do you think about nuclear energy? How about nuclear energy? What would you do about nuclear energy? Is that good or bad?
Oh, forget it. Pull the plug on that. The only reason for nuclear energy, I mean, first of all, when you figure in the cost, you know, they've been lying to you again, the official propaganda scientist and the government scam artists have been lying to you, clean energy. Look at all the pollution you get from the byproducts that you have to house forever because nobody ever came up with a plan to get rid of the spent fuel, et cetera, et cetera. And the only reason for the nuclear plants is to make weapons for nuclear bombs.
How about climate change? Would we all have to pay for that? Is that real or fake?
That's the biggest scam of all time, the climate change one. First of all, they're creating climate change with the chemtrails. It's creating a negative effect, and they have lied to everybody that this is supposed to be helping climate change when, in fact, it is creating climate change. I don't even have time to get into that, but this whole thing about getting people to pay money, you know, the scam to steal money from you, more highway robbery. More conning you out of your money, and for reasons, and it all falls into the, you know, when they're,
what would you privatize if you were like the government? Would you what areas do you see, like, would you privatize, let's say, the postal system, or would you allow it to be public? What sort of industries would you privatize? Do you think the government should privatize?
Well, government should get out of just about everything, really, because they're the worst, you know? We have this system of the politicians making the laws, and they're the ones in charge of appropriating money and collecting taxes and all stuff like that. And as I was...
Do you believe in gun rights?
I'll repeat my... Let me finish this up here. And then I'll get to the gun rights. The whole thing is about half the money, at least, that they collect on taxes, so-called for certain purposes, falls into the pockets of the politicians. You know, this is how it's done. Don't tell me it's not happening like that. We all know it is. You know, and they keep asking for more and more money so they can line their pockets with more and more money. Now on to the guns. And another scam. You know, the whole thing, I mean, the Second Amendment was a good idea. The idea that people can bear arms. Why do we need arms? To protect ourselves from evil government. And that's the reason people don't want to give up our guns, because we know our government is corrupt as the next government. And they're all mind-controlled by the New World Order that wants to control everyone. So people need guns, more people. Everyone should have a gun, you know. And then, you know, with a little intelligence, we'll all behave ourselves.
How about open borders? What do you think of that?
Open borders? Open sesame, huh? Open, that's a good word. Open this, open that. I think we have to have something realistic. You know, we can't just have people, all kinds of people, especially criminals, just running in here and melting in and notching out a criminal life here in our free country.
Well, you say government should stay out of everything. How about the prisons? Should they be the ones to run the prison system, or should we allow that to be in the hands of the corporatists?
Well, actually, the whole thing has to be, the laws have to be rewritten. The whole thing has to be redone. Doesn't make any sense. They got a system now, regardless of it, whether it's private or government. We're talking the poor taxpayers are being billed like $40,000 to $60,000 per person to keep them in jail. Doesn't make any sense, really. You know, I'm
so,
a poor
so
person.
Here's a tough one. Here's a tough question.
I wish I had $40,000 a year to live on.
What state in the country do you think manages itself the best?
Well, it's certainly not California. No offense if that's where you're from, but the state, I don't know exactly what state manages itself the best. That's a rough one. I'd have to look into that, but they all should be managing
themselves. How about country? How about country?
A country that manages itself? The Banana Republic? No. That was the first one that came to mind. Iceland, maybe, you know, they've kind of been a little independent, and they've rejected some of the controls. But
do you think
again,
that the Fed should be? Do you think the federal monetary
again,
system should
my
be separated?
My main concern running for president is taking care of this country. We should be managing ourselves the best.
How about money? The creation of money, should that be independent of the government, or should the government be controlling that?
Well, actually, I have to go along with the gold standard is probably the most realistic way to have money. And, of course, we need to start moving towards a system that where everything is not ruled by money. You know, too many things are ruled by money. But the gold standard was better. In the United States, we had a good system with the gold standard. And then we had the silver certificates, which was the beginning of fake money, but we still had the silver dollars, real coins, real gold pieces, real silver dollars.
Okay. Let me ask you a tough question.
Indeed, carrying around 100 silver dollars or, you know, a large amount of money, $20 gold pieces or whatever. That, but it was more practical and more real, and a dollar was worth a dollar. The money now is just—it's all—it's all based on trust. I mean, the government can print as much as they want, and they do that, and they don't tell us about it.
What do you think is the good part, the good and the bad of capitalism in its in America today?
Well, the good thing about first of all. I've got a video out there that talks about taking care of everybody. You know, if you go to my presidential website, 2020, President Tom Edison, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, and TomEdison.com, 2020, President Tom Edison.com, and watch the videos there. They're all about a minute and a half long, and I've got the one taking care of everybody, and I explain. You know, we got to go beyond this socialism, capitalism.
What do you think of affirmative rights?
And so forth and so on. We
what do you think of affirmative rights?
We just want to apply common sense and fairness, and when you apply common sense and fairness to any situation, things work out.
Do you believe in affirmative rights?
I believe everybody has their rights to be free. It's in, you're born with your right to be free.
How about reparations to let's say reparations to indigenous tribes because of
that?
Do you believe in that?
There's no one living around today that did anything wrong to people in the past. The people that did you wrong in the past, they're dead. So don't be squawking about anything. Really.
How about mandatory quotas of having a certain number of female or colored races that must be accepted into any occupation or job? Is that good or bad?
It's ridiculous. It's a scam, you know? You know, if you start showing favoritism to one, you're being disfavorable to another. Any admission or grouping has to be done on a basis of, like, what are you bringing to the table? What are your credentials? And that's how decisions have to be made. It had nothing to do with color. In fact, nobody in the history of the world has talked the truth about color. I happen to know that. And when I can become the president, I'll explain it to everybody. You know? Everybody notices color first, and there's a reason for that. It has to do with the frequency. You know? So let's start talking a real conversation. You know, your body has... human body is intuitive. It looks at something and it picks up the frequencies like a supercomputer. So if your skin is darker than mine, I'm going to pick that up immediately because your darker skin is vibrating different. So there'll always be a recognition of a different color of somebody. And you pick that up in less than a second. And everybody has that ability. So you can't be colored blind. It's ridiculous.
Do you think teachers are paid enough?
Well, they're probably not. But there's a better plan. I've got a plan that nobody else has. It's called lowering the cost of living. When the cost of living is lowered, everybody's salary will be enough. And that's the key to solving that. It's not giving everybody $15 an hour or $20 an hour or whatever. You know, it's lowering the cost of living. Everybody should have plenty of money to spare and be not spending their whole paycheck on rent and food. That's a landlord scam. That's a tax scam. That's a town scam. That's a government scam that created this insanity. And I'm all for changing that and just apply fairness and common sense to everything. All the problems will be solved quite quickly. But it takes somebody with the knowledge to do that, and I'm the guy. Anyhow, thanks for the good questions, and we're coming to the end of the show. And if you've been listening, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. Yeah, and I am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, a real candidate. Guys bringing things to the table, real solutions. Hey, lower the cost of living. Anybody even talk about that? Real health care? Anybody talk about that? No. Check it out. Go to BBS Radio. You'll find all the connections to my website and everything. Hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. I'm on Station 1 at BBS Radio every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's, and talk about time. This weekend, we all have to turn the clocks ahead 1 hour. And if you're in my neighborhood in New York City, well, you can turn the clock ahead already. And we all lose an hour of sleep. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. I'm going to give you the countdown. If you listen to my show before, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song and do the part in kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Both those songs are on YouTube. Check them out. by Tom Edison. That's me. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.